This is Aaron and Ash. You're listening to Path into Product, a show for students and professionals considering product management as a career. We interview actual product professionals and share their insights and tips for getting into the rewarding career that is product management.
Well, welcome to the podcast, Jeff. So Jeff's been in product management now for all of 3 months. And so we're thrilled to have you on the podcast, especially for a lot of our listeners who are trying to get into product. And Jeff is at Security Metrics. And so we're thrilled to be able to chat with you and speak with you and learn from you. So thank you for joining us, Jeff.
Yeah, thanks for having me on here.
We always like to get this, and it will be fascinating to get it from you as being in product for 3 months. What is your definition, philosophy of product management?
Oh, good question. You're going to get a really good rookie response from me.
That's what we need. Yeah.
So my definition of product management is you're kind of at that intersection of business strategy and product development, where you are owning the product that you work on. So you direct the engineers, you direct marketing, kind of coordinate all the efforts necessary to build a product that you're working on.
Awesome. It's always good to hear it from people in different levels. I think it's fun to see how people view product and how that matures over time. Tell us the story of how you got, what was your path into product management?
Okay, awesome. So I might have a little bit different story than some. Backing up many, many years, growing up, I loved building and I loved creating. I was always out in the garage when I was younger, working on projects. And so it made sense to me at first that I should go and become an engineer. So I studied mechanical engineering and then took my first job at a company that they actually manufacture sprinkler parts. And a really interesting job there, because I was one of two engineers. And so whenever I worked on developing a product, I brought it all the way from idea stage to launch, if you're familiar with engineering at all, that's not a very common place to be in your first role out of college. But I got to do that. And so it was really a lot of fun, and got to be pulled into several more business strategy conversations along the way. And I kind of caught an interest in being able to own the entire process of developing a product from a business standpoint. So from that point, I decided that a step in that direction would be to go get an MBA. So I went to BYU to get an MBA. At that point in time, I had no idea what product management was. I knew that I wanted to do something between, I want to step a little bit more out of an engineering specific role into more of a business strategy role, but I had no idea what that was. As I started talking and networking with a lot of people, as you do when you start an MBA program, the phrase product manager started getting tossed around a little bit. So that's when I started exploring what product management was, and it seemed like it was exactly what I was looking for. And so I dove in a little deeper and focused on product management. I did an internship last summer, actually the same place you guys are working at, Weave, and had a great time there. Weave is an awesome company. And then the next year when it came time to graduate, ended up landing here at Security Metrics and been here for about 3 months now.
Well, this is such a fun story. I want to go back. I mean, you said you're in the middle of your MBA. People started kind of throwing around this term, product manager. And then you said, well, you explored that and then you dove deeper. Help us understand what, like, if we could put a video camera on you when you were like exploring deeper or looking at this, like, what would we see? Describe kind of how that went for us.
Yeah, so diving in a little deeper, you know, I mentioned I came from the mechanical engineering space. And so initially I started looking at some, you know, what some roles in product strategy for mechanical products might be like. And as I dove deeper on that, I realized there were a couple categories I could go into. I could go into aerospace, I could go into automotive, or I could go into consumer goods. And those were the main categories there, and realized that consumer goods for physical products weren't very exciting. There wasn't a lot of product management around those physical goods. When you look at aerospace, that's very government regulated, very top-down approach to product development, and you know, there's not a lot of innovation that happens there. I shouldn't say there's not a lot of innovation there. There's a lot of top-down innovation, and I didn't want to wait the 10 years before I got to be on the strategy side of development. And then automotive, I really didn't want to live in Michigan, and that's where I had to go to be in automotive. So I started talking with a few other people, learned about a real big push at BYU. It was brand management. So I kind of explored that. But also ran into a few people talking about product management. And so as I compared brand management versus product management, and like I said, there's a big push from BYU to go into brand management. Everyone was going to Kimberly-Clark or Hershey or all these big name companies. I just didn't see the pull. I didn't see the excitement in working on developing the latest and greatest candy bar or the latest and greatest laundry soap, but working on software and thinking about what, you know, the open space for software seems really exciting for me.
Yeah, absolutely. So maybe let's dive a little deeper on that. What was the pull for you? I mean, you kind of looked at your alternatives and you're like, well, nothing's really great there. But then what about software product management really drew you in? What was the thing that you were like, that's it. That's where I need to be.
Yeah. So the thing with software product management is, you know, you look at developing a physical good versus a software. Software can be changed and manipulated and built so quickly. Development cycles for hard goods, you know, it could take a year and a half to launch just a very simple sprinkler part in my past experience. Whereas in software, you know, every day, every week or every 2 weeks, you can launch a new feature, a new product. And just the speed at which you can go and develop and create and innovate is just amazing.
Yeah, awesome. That's great to hear. Thank you. And your path, you went, you sort of MBA, or you started kind of in the mechanical side, realized you wanted to do strategy, then you went MBA, learned about products, did an internship, and now you've landed a product role. We get asked, Ash and I, all the time about, should I go get an MBA if I want to be a product manager? How would you respond to that question?
Oh, that's a really good question. The classic MBA answer is it depends. It really depends on where you're at in your career, where you came from. I came from engineering, Had no idea about business strategy, no idea about marketing. And it really opened my eyes to that spectrum of business from an educational standpoint. I will say that a lot of software companies, especially growth stage software companies, do not care that you have an MBA unless it means that you have an additional skill that will make you more valuable. So I think depends a lot on where you want to go. If you want to go to a larger company, I saw it as being more valuable for some of my peers. But if you want to go growth stage or a startup, it only matters if you learn something that will be of value.
So let's dive deeper there to something that you said, which I think is interesting. You said, so some companies don't care. So what do they care about when it comes to product management?
You know, I found they care about your experience. I think a product management role is a fairly big risk when you hire somebody because they have a huge responsibility for making sure that their particular product is successful. And so having a track record that you can show, showing that you've had success in the past is really important, and showing that you can jump in and be able to perform right out of the gate.
Awesome.
Yeah, and that's a really good answer. I think also some of our listeners would say, yeah, but how do I demonstrate that experience if I can't get a product job? Like, what could they be doing to demonstrate that sort of experience before even landing a product role?
Another good question. That if I could go back, there's a few things that I might do differently. And this is one of those things that I think could have prepared me a little bit better for this role is, there are so many opportunities to gain that experience before you actually start the job. You can, offer your services for free to another company. Just jump in, get your hands dirty, start working on a project, go and start your own business, build your own product from the ground up. It doesn't have to be something huge, but just gain a little bit of experience on working on building your own product. And so I think there's ways that you can get that experience before you graduate or before you actually start a product role. But it's going to take a little bit of investment on your part.
Awesome. I love that. I want to go back a little bit to something that you mentioned earlier, if that's okay. And you mentioned this idea right at to begin with, you loved building and creating things. But then after that, you mentioned that you felt like you wanted to step out of engineering. Help us understand what that means for you. Of you love building and creating, but you felt that you wanted to step out of engineering, because that sounds like where the building and creating really happens in the engineering role. So help us kind of marry those two things that you mentioned.
In my mind, there's a couple of different ways that you can build and create. And one is on the nuts and bolts, the actual building the product. And then there's more the ideation and the strategy side of building a product. And that's what pulled me out of engineering and into product, is because as an engineer, I would sit at my desk. I was kind of given the business reasons for the products we were building and kind of just told what to build. I didn't have that creativity to, be able to go out, learn about the market, learn about our customers, learn about what was needed, and then come up with ideas and think through the strategy behind how that product would come to market. And that's really the part that drew me in, was really interesting to me.
I want to dive a little bit deeper on, you said you had an internship. Could you describe us a couple of details about that internship? How did you land it? What did you learn? and how valuable was that? Describe kind of your internship experience for us.
Yeah, so the internship, wow, that was a crazy time. Just to give a little bit of context on the time frame, is I was looking for an internship about March of 2020. If that date rings a bell for anybody, that's when everything went crazy. Yes, yeah. That's when everything went crazy with COVID. I knew that I wanted to do product management by that point. I did not want to go to a big company. I wanted to go to a growth stage company. And growth stage companies do just-in-time hiring. And so the school year was wrapping up and it was really crunch time to look for a job or an internship. And that is when the world went crazy with COVID and companies were laying people off. My peers that already had internship offers, their offers were getting rescinded. Full-time offers were being rescinded. Companies were going on hiring freezes and it wasn't looking good.
Yeah.
I did end up landing an internship doing marketing analytics for a company down in Texas and actually considered going down there and doing that internship, but it just didn't feel right. It wasn't the role I was interested in. I really wanted product. So I ended up reaching out to Johnny Waddell at Weave. I know he just recently left Weave, but reached out to him. He had taught our product management class at BYU, and I really liked the company Weave and wanted to be able to work with that company. And so I reached out to him, said, hey, I really would like to get into product management. I have this other offer for another internship, but it's not calling my name. Weave is, and product management is. Do you have an internship that I could do this summer? And I'd work for you for free if I could have the chance to work for Weave.
Wow.
He moved quick, came up with a project, and that's how the internship developed. And I was able to go work there for the summer.
So to be clear, it's not like Weave had a formal internship program. You had just reached out to him and said, hey, can I work for you for free for this time and do some product stuff?
Exactly. Yep. Wow.
So talk us through a little bit more in detail then. So you get this internship, you do this internship, you go back to school. Essentially then what we're saying is that an internship is enough experience to get hired as a product manager. Like how does that work?
You know, an internship is enough to, how would I say this? I don't know that an internship necessarily is enough to get hired as a product manager, but it's enough experience that someone might be willing to take a chance on you. I think that product management is definitely a role where it's kind of a high risk hire. You have a lot of responsibility, and an internship is one data point to suggest that you might be good at product, but it's not the full story. So I interviewed a lot over the next year as I was graduating from the MBA program, and the lack of actual product management experience that I had was definitely a challenge in getting into product and a hurdle that I had to overcome, and one that I think most people getting into product have to overcome.
So how did you convince Security Metrics to take a risk on you?
You know, part of it is telling your story in the right way. And then part of it is finding the right fit with the right company. My background in engineering was a good talking point. I had experience in bringing products to market as an engineer, and I could talk to that experience in the light of product management. I was able to tell my story with the internship at Weave and the experience that I gained in the MBA program. But then also when it came down to it, security metrics, the culture here and the needs of the company seemed to just fit really well with my personality as well as some of the experience that I had in the past.
Awesome. So you've mentioned the same kind of sentiment a couple of times, and I want to ask about that. Because I think quite a few of our listeners are probably in the stage you were, like looking for internships or looking for what's out there that they can get into. You've talked about growth stage companies. What were you looking for, and what does a growth stage company look like compared to other stages of companies?
Yeah, so I was looking for, and to be clear, I wouldn't quite call the security metrics growth stage because they've been around for a while and not growing rapidly. But I was looking for a company that what has been funded by a VC firm and is growing rapidly. You know, I'm looking for a company around 100 to maybe 400 employees that was growing rapidly at the time.
And so from a product management perspective, why was that appealing to you compared to some of the other companies, maybe a larger company with more than 400 employees?
I had done an internship back in my undergrad with Ford Motor Company, and they're a massive company. And one of the things that I found there is there's a lot of red tape, a lot of bureaucracy. You move really slowly, and that did not sound fun to me. A growth stage company there, it's really fun because you're at that point where the product has pretty well hit product market fit, and it's ready to scale. There's not a lot of red tape at that point. There's just a lot of room to move quickly and grow. And so that's the stage of company where I think that your creativity can really run wild and you can move quickly and innovate quickly. And it's just a lot of fun and exciting.
Why product management? And we've alluded to a couple different things here, but if you had to sum all that up, why should someone choose product management as a career?
A few things first. I'll just say a few reasons why you wouldn't choose product management, because it's not for everyone. There's definitely people that if you want to show up to work, be told exactly what to do each day, kind of just a plug and play job, I'd say it wouldn't be for you. If you enjoy talking to other people, if you enjoy innovation, if you enjoy being able to work as part of a team to work on a vision and make that vision come to life, then I think that's something that you should take interest in. But then, yeah, going back again, if you want a job where you can show up and just kind of plug and play and told exactly what to do, it's not the job for you.
Yeah, you definitely can't do that as a product manager. Looking back over the past couple of years, and maybe even just the last couple of months, what are some things that you have learned and realized that you hadn't learned or realized at a previous time that would help you accelerate your progress within product management or accelerate your options to get into product management or to better do product management? To better do product management.
I think that experience is one of the best teachers. And if I could go back and change a few things that I did in the past, I think I would have spent less time trying to figure out how to get into product management and more time just doing it. Right out of the gates, right when I decided I wanted to do product management, I wish I would have found a company to volunteer with, or started my own business, or just started product management rather than trying to figure out how to get into product management.
Love that.
Yeah, that's really
that's awesome.
Well, Jeff, thank you so much. This has been insightful, and I love the freshness that you bring to this, right? Your 3 months of experience in and just that freshness and that wide-eyed excitement. It's really great. So thank you for sharing your path into product with us today.
Yeah, thanks so much, Jeff.
Yeah, thank you.
We hope you found this episode to be helpful. If you did, please subscribe, tell your friends, and give us a 5-star rating. Have a question or feedback? Click the link in the show notes.